But he says, have you noticed how these magazines come around to your house, and on every page there's a picture of the evangelist, and then there are these subtle suggestions that you better send him the money or they'll have to go off the air. He said, Mr. Baldfogle has never done that. We talk in Bread of Life sometimes about his exploits and his travels, but there's never been any suggestion of wanting money. Not only that, but you never see his picture appear alone in any of these issues. And so on, Mr. Gardner spoke of it, and it is really true. If I were to tell today what God does in this work to supply our needs, you'd be greatly surprised. For instance, yesterday, I was surprised. We had a large meeting, lots of people there. When I opened my offering boxes, they were empty, both of them. But I said, here, I need $100 for the broadcast in Luxembourg. And someone gave me an envelope, and it came from a man that never comes to meeting, and there were $100 in it. Now, how does that happen? How do those things happen? How is it that God supplies our needs when you consider the needs of this work, the needs of the faith home, the needs of the church, the needs of the camp, and all these needs of our traveling expenses, and we never say a word about money? If we do, it's by the command of God, in order to create faith in the hearts of people. Now, how is it that, well, we've had our arrangement between ourselves and God never to speak of our needs and to trust God implicitly. And the way God has taken care of us has been exactly as phenomenal as the way he took care of the Israelites in the desert, proving that Jesus Christ is the same today.